Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
Why don't you take a seat right where you're at? I sound worse than I actually feel. So as is not my normal custom, I'm going to have a little something hot up here. I hope you've had a great holiday season, great Christmas. Hope you're looking forward to a wonderful new year. If you're one of our guests this morning, thanks for being with us. My name's David. If I haven't had a chance to meet you, I'd love the opportunity to say hello to you. I'll just give you a fist bump or an elbow when we leave. I'm instituting that time of year, okay? So no handshakes or hugs until after spring break from this point on, okay? Because you don't want what I have, and I don't probably want what you got. But I'm glad that we're here together. If you're a guest with us, there's a little connect card like this in front of you. I'd love it if you'd take a moment to fill that out. You can just leave it in your seat when you leave, or if you want to put it in the offering plate a little later on, that's fine as well. I just want to know that you're here. If you've got something that I can be praying for you about, or our staff can be praying for you about, if you've got questions about what it means to be a follower of Jesus, or how to take a next step in your faith, or what it looks like to take a next step to become a member here at Arapahoe Road, you can communicate all that on that little connect card, and we take those very seriously, and we'll follow up with you. I want to take just a moment to share a couple of things with you. If you've got a pen, you might want to jot this down or make a note in your phone. The week before the new year, that kind of that week in between Christmas and New Year's is a normal time for people to reflect. It's a time when I take time to reflect on where our family's been, where I've been, where our church has been, and where I sense that we are and where we are headed toward. And just a time to write some goals down, and I'm doing that in my own personal life. I hope and pray that you would consider doing the same thing. There's something about writing it down that makes it a little bit more official, a little bit more accountable, and so I'm in the process of doing that. One of the things that I like to do at this time of year is prepare for a new devotional study, and I shared what I was going through this time last year, and some of you walked through that with me. This year, I'm going to be starting off with a couple of devotional books. This is one by Eugene Peterson. It's the last one that he prepared before he went to be with the Lord. It's called Every Step, An Arrival. It's a 90-day devotional for exploring God's Word. I'm going to be starting this on January the 1st, so if you want to trek with me, this is where I'll be trekking in God's Word devotionally. And then also Timothy Keller. He's written a daily devotional through the Psalms. It's called The Songs of Jesus. And so each day it looks at another part of one of the Psalms. And so these are the devotional guides that I'll be starting the year off with. If you want to walk with me, I'd love to walk with you, and we can track together. So Every Step in Arrival, Eugene Peterson, and then Tim Keller, The Songs of Jesus. It's a good time to, if you're a journaler, I'm a journaler, to go back and to read what the Lord has been saying over the past year. And so if you're a journaler, I encourage you over the next day or two to go back and just see some of the ground that maybe you've covered with him and that he's covered with you. See some of the ways that he's answered prayer. See some of the ways that he's been forming you and shaping you and molding you. And I certainly will be doing that, and we'll look forward to some new entries in the coming year. And just know that I'm praying for you. One of the things that I'm praying is that 2019 would really be a year of breakthrough. There's some breakthrough in some places in my life. There's some breakthrough that I'm praying about for our family. There's some breakthrough that I'm praying for you. And I believe that 2019 is really poised to be a year of breakthrough for Arapaho Road. I want to talk more about that in the coming weeks. I'm starting a series. I guess actually we'll say this is the beginning of it, but I'm really going to get into the preaching and teaching of it next week and the week following. I'll just give a little prelude this morning, and then I want to lead us in a few moments of prayer. Praying that we would have breakthrough as individuals, praying that we would have breakthrough as families, and praying that we would have a breakthrough as a church to be who God desires for us to be. Because you see, God puts something inside of us that's longing to break through. That is such a beautiful image. It's such a poignant image. I hope that you'll just hang on to that image. Just breaking through, this little butterfly breaking through this glass ceiling. And maybe you've heard the analogy before of the metamorphosis cycle that a butterfly goes through. It starts off as a little caterpillar. It then cocoons itself up. And when it's in that cocoon, something that God created that little caterpillar with on the inside can't help but metamorphosize into what it always was created to be, which is not a creepy crawly thing on the ground munching on leaves, but a beautiful butterfly ready to break out of that cocoon, spread its wings, and fly and become what God always designed for it to be. It's very different than an earthworm. An earthworm was created to be, guess what? An earthworm meant to eat dirt, sleep dirt, live in the dirt all of its days. No metamorphosis going on in an earthworm. But there's a metamorphosis process that goes on in a butterfly. A metamorphosis that leads to a breakthrough. A breakthrough. I want to read a scripture to you that talks a little bit about metamorphosis. And I encourage you to look back over this over the next day or so. It's from Romans chapter 12. Listen to what Paul writes in the first two verses. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Four words there that I want you to notice. He says, I appeal to you, therefore. Anytime you're reading scripture and you come to the word therefore, you ask, what's the therefore? The therefore right there, what Paul's referring to, are the previous 11 chapters. You're going, you asking me to read all 11? Yeah, do that. And notice something. You'll notice there's not one time in those previous 11 chapters that Paul asks us to do anything. All he's writing about in the first 11 chapters is what God's done. What he's writing about, he's teaching about, is what God did since the fall of humanity back in Genesis chapter 3, when we disobeyed God and everything went off the rails, and how God then moved us back, oriented things in such a way that we would have a way to be right with God once again. Because my sin and your sin and the sin of humanity separates us from holy God. And so God chose to do something when we couldn't do anything for ourselves. Isn't that awesome? And so he says, therefore, based on all the things that I'm writing to you about how good God is and what God's done in the person of Jesus and who you are when you put your faith, hope, and trust in him, when you find your identity in him. See, when you do that, he puts something in you. And he goes on and he says, don't be conformed. Don't be conformed to this world. Conformed is the word schema. Schema is an interesting word. Schema means an outer transformation in appearance only. An outer transformation in appearance only. You won't have a breakthrough in 2019 if all you're doing is just trying to appear one way, but there's nothing on the inside that's breaking forth, breaking through. If you're just modifying behavior, that's being conformed. He says, don't be conformed to this world. Interesting word, world. This age that we now live in. That's really what that word means. This age that we now live in. Do not be conformed to this age that we now live in, but be what? Be transformed. You know what the word transformed is in the Greek? Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the way you think differently about who you are because of who God is and what he's put in you. If you've put your faith, hope, and trust in him. The moment you make a choice to do that, he puts something in you that can't help but break out and break through. And it moves our life just from a lot of good teaching in the first 11 chapters to actually becoming something. Right then is where Paul says, do something for the very first time in all of Romans. Be transformed. Become who you are. Metamorphosize. Breakthrough. What do you need a breakthrough in 2019? What do you need to break through from that you've come out of in 2018? Think back to the garden. What's the first question that God asked after the fall? Where are you? God didn't ask that question because he didn't know where they were. He asked that question so that they'd step into the light and face the music, so that their breakthrough could take place. Where are you? Right now, where are you? Then he asks, what have you done? Where are you walking out of? Then he makes a way for them to come back into fellowship with a sacrifice of an innocent animal, and he covers their nakedness. It's a beautiful foreshadowing of what would happen at the cross. Isn't God good? Yeah, he is. He is. Could we invest a moment or two just praying and going, God, what do I need a breakthrough from? Would you ask him that? Would you pray to him and just say, Lord, would you help me identify where I need a breakthrough in my life? Let's take a moment and pray that prayer. Ask the Lord to show you where we need breakthroughs as individuals in the days ahead. Lord, it won't take long for you to point out places in our life where we need a breakthrough in 2019 as individuals. You know where we are. You know where we've been. And you know where we need to go. So would you help us move toward a breakthrough in this coming year? Let's shift our prayer from ourselves to our family, our close relationships, our closest friends. Where do we need a breakthrough, Lord, when it comes to our closest relationships? A roommate, a spouse, kids, parents, extended family. Show us where we need breakthrough. Lord, you know those places in our relationships that are closest to us that need a breakthrough. They've been in a rut. They've been in conflict. They've been in pain or brokenness. Maybe there's been a poison of dysfunction that's allowed to remain for far too long. Maybe there's just this passive aggressiveness that's going on between a husband and a wife, or a son-in-law and a mother-in-law, or a daughter-in-law. And you know where it is, Lord. Maybe there's been words spoken when we think about what have you done. And until they're dealt with, there's never going to be breakthrough. Lord, sometime to have a real breakthrough, there's got to be a clean break before it can be mended again. I don't know what it looks like for each person who's been praying, but you do, Lord. And so we ask there to be breakthrough in our families and in our relationships and in our parenting and with our exes and with our neighbors and our coworkers and those who are closest to us. Would you lead us in that? Put something in us that's going to grow wings and not just eat dirt. Help us to fly and soar and become who you desire us to be in our closest relationships, Lord. Now let's shift our breakthrough prayer to this church. Ask the Lord to use you as a catalyst for breakthrough here and through Arapaho Road in 2019. How does God want to use you? Ask him, Lord, how do you want to use me to institute a breakthrough through your church in 2019? Take a moment and pray that prayer. Ask him. Seek him. Lord, we come before you with our church on our heart and knowing that it's your church. And Lord, you've led us through some incredible chapters together. You've poised us here at the end of 2018 for a breakthrough in 2019. A breakthrough as we share the gospel, a breakthrough as we are hospitable, a breakthrough as we preach your word, a breakthrough as we seek to live in community, a breakthrough as we seek to be people who live on mission, a breakthrough when it comes to trying to be people who follow Jesus, a breakthrough in being people who try to love our neighbor, a breakthrough and trying to be people who bless our city, and a breakthrough in people who are trying to make disciples. These are the things you've called us to, Lord. May we grow in a healthy way. May we be intentional as we share our faith. May we get up each day on purpose to live on mission, to engage people in spiritual conversations, to ask how we can pray, and then to do it. To invest quiet moments alone with you in your word and in prayer and in the spiritual disciplines that we talk about. May we not just talk about them, may we actually do them. May we have a breakthrough when it comes to our finances. Lord, may we have a breakthrough as we ask you to bring people into the kingdom, to places of salvation where we can celebrate that in baptism and help people get plugged in to life groups and becoming who you desire for us to be. Lord, we pray for our friends, the Partridges, that are praying for a breakthrough as they serve you in Germany with the International Mission Board. Thank you for their life. Thank you for their witness. Thank you for the way that they're on a team of planting a church and churches in that area of the world. We pray for breakthrough there. And for all of the neighborhoods and families that are represented, Lord, we pray that a breakthrough would happen, not only inside the walls of this church, but especially outside the walls of the church, as we do seek to live not only in community, but also on mission. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we continue to pray that prayer of breakthrough as we head toward 2019. It's our prayer. Would you make it a reality in the days, weeks, months, and year to come? We pray these things in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. I want to invite our deacons to come and to help us to prepare to receive the Lord's Supper. Talk about a breakthrough moment. Man, even the terminology that Jesus uses with his closest friends as they prepared to take the Last Supper together. Jesus was into analogies and metaphors and putting things on the bottom shelf so that everybody could reach it. And he takes bread and he talks about him breaking it. Talk about a breakthrough. Man, they had no idea what a breaking of bread was going to lead to, a breakthrough from their sin. And he takes a cup and he said, man, this isn't just a cup. This is a covenant I'm making with you. And so as we continue in this time of prayerful worship, thinking about what God's brought us through, thinking about where are you, thinking about what we're headed toward with him, what a great opportunity to be reminded that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took something, pow, and broke it and gave it. That's part of what breakthrough is going to be. When we allow our brokenness to be given to God, healed and used for others' goodness. That's part of what breakthrough means. That's part of when breakthrough happens. When you trust all that's broken in you to all that's whole in him. And he does something great and glorious with it. That way he's the only one that gets the glory. And you just get the goodness that comes from being his. So guys, would you go ahead and take the bread and would you begin to distribute that to the other men and moms and dads? This is a great opportunity to help your kids understand that the bread represents, symbolizes in a significant way the broken body of Jesus when he died on the cross. Who can take the Lord's Supper, the bread and the cup? Anybody who's put their faith, hope, and trust in Jesus. You don't have to be a member of this church. You have to be a member of the church. Okay? So if there's been a point in time in your life where you've put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus to forgive you of your sin, to cover all of your inadequacies and brokenness, because of what Jesus did on the cross, and you've called on his name for salvation, you're in. You got a place at the table. If you haven't done that yet, man, I'm so glad you're here. This is an incredibly important part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, is to remember what he said and then do what he said. And what Jesus did, the Apostle Paul records in 1 Corinthians 11. Listen to what he says. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it." He gave thanks. He broke that bread. He said, this is my body, which is for you. So we don't believe that this is the literal body of Jesus. We believe that this literally reminds us of what literally happened when he died on the cross. And so as you receive this bread, take it, hold it. Jeff's going to lead us in a time of worship. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul, prepare yourself for a breakthrough, because he went and was broken for you. Lord, we prepare our hearts during these moments together as an act of worship, trusting that as we do, Lord, you're preparing us for a breakthrough. In your name we pray, amen. Jesus said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup and invited our men to prepare the cup to be passed out and to think about what Jesus might have been thinking about that night. To think about he's sharing this with his best friends. To know what's coming and to know, oh my goodness, I'm fixing to pitch the keys to the kingdom to these guys. These are the ones that were chosen. And didn't they do a good job, because it got all the way to us? But man, if you knew their stories, those guys would fit so well at Arapaho Road, because they are broken, messed up, crazy people that God chose to use. They had a breakthrough because they said yes to Jesus. Listen to what it says. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord, as we prepare to take the cup, help us to take a sober drink today. A sober sip today. To think about all of the junk that you drank down so that we could have a breakthrough. We remember you today, Jesus. We celebrate you. Your birth was glorious, and your life was sinless, and your death was final payment so that we could have a breakthrough. And the way that payment took place was that your blood was shed. Because the scripture says that where blood's not shed, there's no remission of sin. And full payment was made because you bled out on our behalf. And we say thank you for that. So help us to remember you well before we drink together today. In your name we pray, amen. What a great song. What great truth. What a great prayer. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant. It's not a contract. It's not just consensual. It's a covenant. Till death do us part. But this kind of covenant, you never, there's no parting. It's just you allow yourself to die that he might be raised up in you. That a metamorphosis might take place because of what he puts in you. And then it breaks free. That's worth drinking to, friends. That's worth raising a toast to. That's a good king. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. That means there's a second advent on the way. We don't just celebrate the first advent, the first arrival, which is glorious, but we're a people in waiting for a second arrival, a second advent, when the covenant's totally made complete. Wow. You talk about spreading your wings and flying. You think Clarence got some wings when the bell rang? There's a day coming, beloved. And that's why we remember. And that's why we celebrate. Men, thank you for serving and leading this morning. It says in the Gospels that after Jesus led through this time that they sang a hymn together. Man, those are rich words. Those are words that if we live those out, you know what they'll lead to? Take a guess. That'll lead to a breakthrough. Yeah. When you put your trust in him, and man, you're calling on him daily to fill you. Firm foundation, golly, that's breakthrough stuff there. You weren't created and saved to cocoon up. You're created and saved to break through and to proclaim his death until he comes. Hard to proclaim his death if you're cocooned up. You got to break out of that, break through that. Because somebody else, God's working in right now, and he's going to use you for their breakthrough. Guaranteed. It's going to happen. But he'll never use you out there if you don't remove yourself from in here. You got to get out. It's going to be a good one. Don't waste today and don't waste tomorrow. Don't wait till the first to step into a new year. Prepare yourself for breakthrough that's coming.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.